You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
The BP oil spill has the potential to be a worse and more costly disaster than the other disaster this region knows, which is Hurricane Katrina.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at the issues behind the news. This week, a disaster worse than Katrina, the BP oil spill.
It's a disaster of epic proportions. Thousands of gallons of oil decimating industries, wildlife, and precious natural resources in the Gulf of Mexico. As the effort to contain BP's Deepwater Horizon spill continues, the White House is urging stronger federal regulation, new sources of energy, and a pledge from BP to assume full financial responsibility. Amy Liu is deputy director of the Metropolitan Policy Program. She says the spill could inflict far more damage on New Orleans than Hurricane Katrina brought 5 years ago.
Amy, you've said that in many ways, this BP oil spill is worse than Hurricane Katrina on the New Orleans area. How is that?
Hurricane Katrina cost the nation $130 billion in physical damages and lost productivity. And I think that this disaster oil spill could be worse for three primary reasons. One is, unlike Katrina, which came in and out in a matter of days, this disaster is continuing to unfold before our eyes. And with each passing day, the situation continues to be getting worse. The second reason is that the economic disruption from the BP oil spill may be much greater because the spill directly impacts on the three largest economic drivers of the New Orleans economy in a way that Katrina didn't. And the industries are oil and gas, tourism, and port logistics. Fisheries, obviously very important, but a smaller sector of the economy. And then the third reason is that the physical damage in this case is an environmental damage. And the restoration and cleanup of the wetlands will probably cost billions and, if not need or require, generations of investment to really get to healthy levels.
Our metropolitan centers drive the nation's economy. So how will the decimation of these various industries or the impact on them affect the national economy?
The things that the New Orleans region provides value to the national economy, oil and gas production, seafood, and even providing port trade and logistics, really the incoming for all this increasing freight and trade economy. Those are the values that this region provides to the nation. If those industries decline, we will feel it in terms of lost revenue. We will feel it in lost productivity. We may even see it in rising prices.
Tourism is a huge industry in the New Orleans region especially. How will it be affected?
Tourism, by far the largest sector of the economy. It employs 72,000 people, and it still has yet to recover from the impacts of Hurricane Katrina. But this oil spill we're already hearing is having impact on the tourism industry, not only because of the beaches being closed, some of the canceled summer vacations, but I think the one thing that people have to realize that New Orleans is more than just Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest. A big portion of the tourism industry also involves recreational fishing and recreational hunting, particularly with the duck population there. And those livelihoods and parts of the industry highly dependent on the health of that coastal area.
What about oil and gas?
There's a six-month moratorium on offshore drilling in the Gulf at this point. This is getting a lot of pushback from leaders within Louisiana and the Gulf Coast. Why this is important is a couple of reasons. 88% of all offshore drilling in the U.S. is actually off the coast of Louisiana. This is a region that provides 30% of all crude oil, 12% of all natural gas in the country. So that will have a national impact, but it also is the second largest economic driver in southern Louisiana. It employs 19,000 workers. So this moratorium, for however long it will be maintained, will have a huge local and national impact.
In every disaster, there has to be a lesson. What lesson is this oil spill teaching us?
We have not adopted any new technologies for stopping an oil spill, and that we have let this industry continue to drill and do pursue deep offshore drilling without any requirements for them to have the responses and the technologies in place to stop a spill. 1979, the techniques they used, a top hat, a top kill, golf balls, tires, piling in with mud. They used the exact same methods we have seen today, and it didn't work back then, and we're still using them today. And if there's any lesson, is why have, with all the technological advancements this country has ever seen, why did we not ask the industry to make that investment in themselves to protect our environment, but also to protect our country?
Amy, in the last 5 years or so, this area has seen two devastating hurricanes and now this oil spill. Still, the people seem to be extremely resilient. Do you foresee them recovering from this?
Counter to popular understanding, this is a region that is recovering. And so we already seen 75% of the population return to the city of New Orleans. 85% of the jobs in the region are back. And there are really promising reforms underway in public school system, in healthcare, in the criminal justice system, all, showing that the city and the citizens are really committed to creating a city that was better than it was before. The big concern now is the extent to which this latest disaster will really dampen the value and the impact of those existing reforms. You know, my hope is that the administration with BP, with the state partners, will make the right decisions in the BP recovery, investments in wetlands and the coastal areas, thinking about the ties, the importance of the industries, and get this region quickly back on its feet so that we continue to build on the progress we've already made in the last 5 years.
Amy, thank you so much for your time here today.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. I'm Gigi Hinton.
At Brookings is produced by the Brookings Institution. To learn more about the issues discussed on At Brookings, visit our website at brookings.edu.